How much courage does it take to go into the day once you climb out of bed? To go in and you don't know what's out there. You don't know what you're going to experience. And you just have to trust in the Lord as He provides. There's a commentary in my Bible I want to share with you, and it's about courage. 27 verse, this is the Psalm of David, 27 verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? The Lord protects me from danger, so why should I tremble? The fear of the unknown is like fear of darkness. We're afraid because we cannot see what is ahead. We worry more about what we cannot see than what we can see. The psalmist, however, shows us our real source of courage. We can rest in it, in the knowledge that God will give us the light we need when we need it. He also throws light on the distant future, in which we can see as an eternal place of rest and safety. God's care is not always visible to us when we are on the dark path, but ultimately we are in His care. And when you are afraid, remember the final destination towards which God is moving you and allows you to relax even in the dark. I just find that interesting. We don't think much about it. We're kind of programmed, you know. We just do this and do that. And, you know, but sometimes when you step back and you think, really, how much courage is it going to take to go into this day not knowing what we're going to face? Amen. We must have had a power surge over here because the air conditioning computer is not. Are you all comfortable? You need Phil to turn it on manually? Are you hot? I see some of you. Yeah. So the...
76.
That's hot. For us spoiled children. For us spoiled children, yeah.
Yes.